that the Bible is true? Find out in a verse that we have for you today. Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson. And you can find out all about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Well, thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about 2 Timothy 3:16 to help deepen your Christian living. Well, you guys know it. In today's mixed up world, sometimes it's hard to determine what's fact and what's fiction. I mean, hello, tell me the truth about this. But you don't have to be tossed on the waves of confusion when it comes to the truth of the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness." In order for you as a Christian to continue growing in the things you've learned about Christ, you really have to start here. You have to first decide, do I believe the Bible is God-breathed? Is it really true? What do you think about that, Tammy?
I love this topic. It's true. I remember, Jo Heather, when I was recently saved. You know, when you get saved, you don't really, you're kind of clueless about the Bible. You know, and there's some big stories in the Bible. When you start reading, there's some big stories, you know. And so I remember having these thoughts: is it real? I'd read something, I'm like, is that real? You know, is the flood? Did that really happen? Right. You know, did God really part the sea? Those are just two big ones right there to think about. And I remember hearing some Christians at the time, you know, who were talking about, they would kind of water down some events. Well, I believe some parts of the Bible, and other parts I think were just people's opinions. Or maybe they were stories to kind of encourage you up. And I remember that I had something inside of me was like asking me, do you believe, Tammy? Because I believe early on in my walk with God, I had to determine, it was kind of like a decision before me. I knew I had to decide up front, what was I going to believe about the Bible? Because that was really going to be the footsteps for my entire walk of faith. Because if I didn't believe everything was true, how could I believe anything was true? You know what I'm saying? Yep. And so I made that decision that I was going to believe the Word of God on the Word of God. If God said it happened, it happened. I'm sure He'll enlighten me when I read the Scriptures more on that. And that's what I do. If I find something confusing, if you find something confusing, you take it to God. Yes. You write a little question in your Bible. Sometimes I put a question mark and underline something. And you know, eventually I'll get back to it. But if it's urgent, I'll just say, God, what does this mean? What does this mean? And so I think it really starts with believing that the Bible is true.
Amen.
So, amen. I know. So we're going to dive into this a little bit more. We're going to break down this scripture. It's a great scripture for you guys. So, but before we do, if you're enjoying this podcast, you know, please sign up for our weekly newsletter and we'll email you the podcast every week. Also, don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And you can help us grow by partnering with us through prayer and financial support or serving as a sponsor spotlight.
Yeah, thank you, Tammy. So, you know, as Tammy said, we're talking about 2 Timothy 3:16. It tells us that all scripture is inspired by God. And so this means that the words recorded in the Bible, yes, they were written by men, but these men were divinely influenced by God. So the actual words that they recorded were God's words. And you know, there's so much in that. I'm just kind of jumping ahead of myself. But kind of as we mentioned at the start of the show, the word inspired means God breathed. So if you think about that, you know, every word of the Bible is God, in the Bible is breathed by God. It's infallible, which basically means it's incapable of being wrong. My son actually has a spelling word this week. It's called inerrant, I believe, or inerrant. And I think I'm saying that right. I mean, it can't be wrong. It can't be wrong. And why can the scriptures not be wrong? Well, it's because they reflect God's perfectness.
When you were talking to Heather about God breathed, it made me think about when He breathed life into Adam. You know, so He breathed life into us and He breathed life into His word. You know, and when I was looking at this verse, I mean, of course, the word all always jumps out to me in Scripture because it's such a powerful little word. And it's got three. Did you know that? It's got three letters.
Powerful. Love the threes.
Powerful. Yeah. That's right. So all means everything. Mm-hmm. There's no little clause on here that excludes anything. So I think if you get to a passage that you don't like, you know, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if the enemy will tell you, that's just Paul's opinion.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I pick Paul because I have read some stuff that I didn't necessarily agree with. I'm like, that has to be his, especially when you talked about women and different things. I'm like, that can't be true, you know, and stuff. Yeah. But God loves us. And so he wants you to come back. No, all means all. Mm-hmm. Everything that God wanted in the Bible, it made it in. I don't care what version you read, he's going to make sure that you get the truth across, you know, and it's all authored by him. This is his word, his word. It's all by him.
Yes, absolutely. And I know I've had those moments in my life. I've actually sat under teaching of people teaching that, oh, that's Paul's opinion during that time. Yeah, this was relevant. And a lot of people take some of the hot topic issues that I'm not going to name on the podcast, but whatever hot topic issue is popping into your brain right now, Scripture addresses it and addresses it with truth. And you can't say, well, God doesn't mean those words anymore. Now, I know because of the length of our podcast that we don't have time to dig into this. You know, there was kind of that time of law, and now we're living in kind of this covenant of grace. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are completions, but all of it is true. All of it is God breathed. Mm-hmm. All of it is God's word. And so what you have to do is you can't take a verse out of context. I don't want you guys to think that. You can't pick a verse out and make it, you know, mean what you want it to be. You have to take it in context. What's going on? Who's God talking to? Where are we in the time frame? You know, so there's a lot to it, right? And you always hear us say this, Scripture interprets Scripture, and we do that a lot. So definitely be aware if you have a habit of taking Scriptures out of context. Let this be a little check in your mind to go, oh, do I do that? And should I look at Scripture in entirety and study it that way that, you know, I'm going to say yes to that. So the verse that we're looking at today goes on to say that all Scripture is beneficial for teaching. So some versions you may be reading might use the word profitable in place of beneficial. So Scriptures teach us how to be in a right relationship with God and how to be in right relationships with others. So the Scriptures are the reason we have this podcast. You know, we're here to teach and to learn what the God-breathed Scriptures have to say. And so as I was thinking about this, it took my thoughts to Deuteronomy 11:19. Where it says that we are to teach the words of God to our children. Speaking of God when we sit in our house, when we walk along the road, when we lie down, when we get up. It's just the Scriptures are more a part of my conversation now than they ever have been. And I praise the Lord for that because I get to spend more time in the Word now than I used to. And maybe that's not the phase of your life that you're in, but there's ways that you can get in the Word during your day to have more time in the Word, whether you're listening to podcasts like this one, listening to an audio of the Bible, sneaking in 5 minutes before the kids get up or after they go to bed. There's times that you can spend in the Word, and you're going to find it start to flow out of you as well. But you've got to nourish yourself. You know, we talk about the rivers coming from yourself after you've chewed the bread, drank the water of Christ, then you're ready to flow it out to others.
Yeah, I love that, Jo Heather. It's when you were talking, it's like, we're here, we're teaching, but there's also homework.
Yes.
You know, that you take.
Oh, that's good.
As a Christian, you go to church and stuff, and they can give you the word, but that's just for a short amount of time. You have to, in your daily living, do the homework.
Yes.
You know, for your own benefit. Nobody else is grading you or anything. Yeah. Like, one of the things I'm going to share is my son, he does pocket verses. We just came up with that term. Yeah. I don't know if, you know, and he just writes a Scripture down, handwrites it, because it helps him to memorize it, and sticks it in his pocket.
Yeah.
Until he wants another verse. It's not like he puts a deadline on it, but he always has a pocket verse. He'll pull it out. And whenever he has if he's sitting somewhere, has a little bit of time, he'll pull it out and read it. that's a good way of being able to make sure the word is getting in. You could take these verses that we're doing every week and you could stick them in your bucket. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be your verse for the week.
I love that.
Or your purse, you know, if you don't have to. But yes, I love it. Because yes, we are called to teach. Yeah. We are called to help you understand the word of God. Because when you understand the word, it goes into your heart and the enemy can't take it from you. But if you don't understand what people are talking about, if you hear a preacher using all these big words or even on a subject that you're new to, you might not understand it. Yeah. And so it doesn't get seated in your heart. And that's where the word needs to go and stay so you can recall it up in time of need. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, again, the all word is still attached to this part too. Because all things in this verse are separated by a comma. So you look at this verse as a list. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need to go to the store and get bananas, apples, milk.
And more
bananas. No, we don't drink milk. And more bananas. Jenna knows I love bananas. There's never enough bananas. Literally, I need a whole countertop for bananas. Right. It's the only food God gift wrapped.
I love that. Go bananas. Literally.
Yes. Yes. So this is like a list. So when you see a comma, then the all applies to everything else in that list.
Yes.
So it's beneficial. All of it is for teaching. You can't just say some parts in the Bible are for teaching. All of it is for teaching. Whenever you need help with the scripture is the living word of God. And so what that means is this is the only book that really that you will ever need for any of the problems that you face. There is an answer in the word. And now we're so blessed, Joe Heather, with the internet.
Yeah.
Because before, and I know lots of people, you didn't know where to look for something.
Yes.
But now you can go do a search. I need to do a search on weariness. I need to do a search on, you know, prayer. I need to do a search on, you know, healing. And boom.
Yeah.
You'll be flooded with all the different scriptures you can go to and study. So it is definitely for the benefit of teaching.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's just like Tammy said, the word all relates to it. So the verse wraps up by explaining that all scripture is beneficial for rebuke, for correction, and for training in righteousness. And of course, we know righteousness means right living. Right living. So some of you might not be comfortable with the words rebuke or correction, right? We were talking about reading things in the Bible. You're like, well, does that really apply to today? Is that for me? Well, yes, it is. But I know it's a sensitive subject in our current culture. You know, our current culture wants to say everything's okay for everybody. Whatever you feel like, do it. But, you know, the purpose of the Bible is to teach us who God is. And isn't it a privilege that he takes the time to say, I want you to know me. It's to teach us who Jesus is, who is God as Holy Spirit indwelling in us. Who am I? What is my identity? Mm. What is sin? You know, how can I have right standing with God? So these scriptures teach us how God wants us to live. And sometimes that means the scripture corrects us when we're wrong about something or when we're making wrong choices. Mm-hmm. And I shared this actually with someone earlier today. We were talking about some choices their child was making that do not align to the word of God. And I said, well, it's kind of like if you hide on your bed to eat 5 chocolate bars. Okay. If you have to hide under your bed to eat the 5 chocolate bars, you must know it's not right to eat the 5 chocolate bars, right? If it was okay and in right standing to eat the 5, you would do it in the living room with your family, not hiding under your bed. So if you think about it that way and you look at the choices that you're making, and if you're making choices that you feel like you have to hide from others, and maybe it's a subconscious, you just realize, oh my gosh, I'm hiding in my pantry doing this. You know, or, oh my gosh, I'm moving to another town so I won't be around people I know so that I can make this choice. Okay. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. You got to look at yourself. I'm looking at myself when I'm saying this. So, and I'm saying, okay, scripture, what am I doing that I'm subconsciously showing it's a wrong choice? So that's the scripture, right? The scripture is teaching me. It's rebuking me. It's saying, Joe Heather, are you really doing the right choice here? So it teaches us how to grow in our walk with God. And I love that it trains us for righteousness, for right living. because you guys know I've quoted it many times. I'm really in love with 2 Corinthians 5:21 that says, God made the one who did not know sin, which is Jesus. He made Jesus to be sin for us, so that in Jesus we would become the righteousness of God in Christ.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jared. I think a lot of people don't like some of these things, but it's good. Mm-hmm. It's really for good. And sometimes mm-hmm. you may not be aware. The Holy Spirit will use the Bible to point out ways, things that you're doing. You know, if you ever just opened a Bible randomly and gone to a verse and it's talking exactly about what's going on in your life.
Yes.
And you might read something and then the light bulb goes off and you're like, I really got to stop behaving that way. Mm-hmm. I got to stop saying those things. I got to stop dressing that way. I got to stop treating people that way. Yes. Have I really forgiven people? Mm-hmm. You know, it's there for a reason. And we are God's children. And I was thinking, Jared, when I was looking at this, this is the way he parents us. The Bible is the parenting book.
Yes.
This is my book. This is how I'm going to parent you.
Yes.
And why? Because we don't know. If God doesn't tell us, we don't know how to live like Christ.
Right.
And we are so grateful. I'm grateful, Jared. I know Jared's grateful.
Oh,
we have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can you imagine what it would have been like for those people in the Old Testament days who didn't? How difficult it would be to try to go to a standard. That's why they had to have a law.
Yes.
Because they didn't have the Holy Spirit, so they were given the law to be able to know how to live, and it was difficult. Now we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. We have grace, you know, through Jesus.
Yeah.
It makes it easier. I mean, it's still difficult to make choices, but I'm so grateful that I'm living in this time period. You know, because look at the things that God teaches in the Bible. So I don't want you guys to think, oh, it's just, you're going to rebuke me on this. No, but God teaches us what? How to love.
Yes.
How to forgive. Mm-hmm. How to treat others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he teaches us how to reflect the light of God inside of us.
Yes.
And the training for righteousness, I know, Johanna, you were talking about that. The word is helping us to grow through situations in life. So when we're talking about in training, so what happens when you're in training? You go through an experience, right? So God will take our experiences that we're going through, our daily life, you know, working or the things that come up with our family and everything, the pandemic, look at it around. He'll take these situations and use them as a training so that we can, you know, move closer to be like Christ, that righteousness training. You know, but I think it's an order here, too. If you look at the order of it, we first have got to be, he's got to rebuke us first. He's got to be able to correct us first. You know, how are you going to receive righteousness training if you're still living in sin and you're still doing some of these things, like Joe Heather said, doing things in the dark, doing things you want people to see? How are you going to be out there to be walking around? You can't, he doesn't want, like before I did this, I told Joe Heather once, before I did this podcast, you know, and before I started walking closer into living like Christ, I dressed a little bit more provocatively, you know. And God, you know, was preparing me for something down the road, and he put it on my heart. I was resistant. I was offended. What's come wrong with I'm dressing? Yes, there was. I was, remember, I'm in the world, I'm not of the world. I started, and so the Holy Spirit inside of me started working in me to say, you need to cover up a little bit more. You really shouldn't be showing so much. And I started to dislike that. I started to be offended by the way I was dressing. And I started, I have to, you know, and why? Because I can't, you think I can get on a podcast to tell you to do Christian living with a low cut shirt on? That's no. And so this is the whole point of this verse here, is saying that there's steps that have to take place in your life. If you want to be able to live the righteous life for Christ, God's going to do some course correction work in your life. He's going to rebuke you out of love. He's going to correct you out of love, and he's going to train you then into righteousness, because you're not going to be willing to be trained if you haven't submitted to the rebuking and the correction, right, Johanna?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, I love how you repeat it, out of love, you know, because it is out of love. It's all out of love. You know, God loved us so much. You know, he sent Jesus to make that way back to him. He's like, you know, I want to rescue you. Let me send my son. I love you so much. I want to rescue you from yourself. I mean, because that's what I need rescuing from, is myself. You know, I do praise the Lord that I have the Holy Spirit to help me make good choices. It's only through his strength that I make any good choice. Any good choice that you might see me make is because of God. It's because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and because of studying the scriptures, and like you said, kind of know, you know, getting to know God, getting to know what is right living. And it's kind of like, I think about my kids when you say this, and you know, if I didn't want them to have a blessed life, you know, if that didn't matter to me, I wouldn't correct anything. I'd just let them run wild like banshees, you know. I mean, but I want them to have the best of many things because God's intent is He wants to bless them, whatever that might look like. But, you know, my job as the parent is out of love to say, hey, this isn't going to be good for you. And we always translate some of the choices they're making today into what it looks like in a family, in a marriage, with your boss, you know. And I'm like, if you made this choice with your boss, you would be fired, you know. You know? And now they know it. You know, they'll say, I know, Mom, I'd be fired. I was like, yes, you'd be fired. And I don't want that for you. I don't want you to face that. And see, that's what God's rebuke and correction is all about for us. But I do want to share with you guys, I read several versions. I love looking at different versions of verses, and it just opens up my eyes a little bit more to different things. And so I wanted to share with you, you might have this Bible, the Message version of this verse, because it says, every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion. And I thought, ooh, that's for me. Exposing our rebellion. Like, I don't want to hear what you have to say, God. But it does. It corrects our mistakes and trains us to live God's way. Through the Word, we're put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us. And I really like that. And I just like the way it was worded. And I thought, this is just very encouraging and so true.
And because, it's very true.
Yeah. You can just trust that the Bible is true. And because the Word says it, you know, it's inspired by God. And 2 Timothy 3:17 says that the Scripture made it possible that we may be fully capable, equipped for every good work. So, you know, kind of as we're heading towards the close, Tammy, what are your thoughts?
I know. Well, before we close, though, before I put my final closing on, I do want to let people know, because it's important, you know, we have a sponsor spotlight today, which is Jo Heather, your Christian coach, Jo Heather Dotson. And she's a coach and thinking partner for individuals as well as ministry and business leaders. She also hosts, you know, her weekly Points to Ponder video and tips on Christian living. And you can look for it every Tuesday on your favorite social media channel. And you can find out more about Jo Heather at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. Plus, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, you know, or feature your favorite ministry effort, just reach out to us and contact us at loveandencouragement.com. So, yeah, so as we're getting ready to close, I just wanted to put my summary on this, is that this verse is the basics for a believer. It really is. It's the Bible is true. I'm declaring it's true. I know Jo Heather's declaring that it's true.
Amen.
You know, and His Word is for our, it's basically, this is your instruction manual, right,
yes,
on how to live a life like Christ.
Yes. Yes, it is your instruction manual. It does prepare us for good works. But, you know, like I said earlier, what I love about the Scriptures is God reveals Himself. He didn't have to do that, right? He wants us to know Him. He wants us to know who He is. He wants us to long for relationship with Him, to look forward to, you know, our forever with Him when you make that choice, when you choose Him. So now it's your turn, guys. If you're listening, if you trust the Scriptures, how can you use them this week? How can you use them? Maybe it's a teaching moment. Maybe it's rebuking yourself. Is there something that needs to change? Is it correcting? Or is it to use as you train others in your life for the days ahead? Well, thank you for taking time to join us today. To support us and learn more about our upcoming Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop, visit loveandencouragement.com. Now, just want to do a quick reminder, the early bird discount ends at the end of June, so you've got to get your registration in. We'll be back next week as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.